Happy Friday. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy spring. The other week, I talked about the dark side of reality and the acceptance that's needed to plow through the bad times. Today, we move on to the better side of reality. I mean, only if you want to. Virtual reality, augmented reality. There's been a lot of talk about reality lately. But what are we talking about? You've heard the phrase, perception is reality. But we don't perceive reality perfectly. The reality we see isn't necessarily the truth. What we perceive is a story our senses tell us. And our senses are biased. Why? Or more specifically, how? When we see an optical illusion, our visual systems, our eyes, perceive them correctly. But in trying to make sense of those messages, the brain sometimes overrides them. The brain is pretty convincing. Remember the blue dress online a few years ago? Some saw the dress as blue and black. Some saw white and gold. Why? We all saw the same image, but depending on what light source your brain thought had illuminated that photo, your brain altered your perception. If the brain assumed it was lit with blue-tinged light, it overcompensated and filtered out the appearance of blue. The brain alters reality. But that's just one example. Other problems appear because our vision is hundreds of milliseconds behind the real world. By the time images reach our brain is already playing catch-up. Because if we relied solely on that outdated information, we physically wouldn't be able to hit baseballs or swat mosquitoes. We'd be less coordinated and probably get hurt. So the brain guesses. It predicts and fills in the path of motion before it happens. The brain creates a future that hasn't happened yet. Our brain creates reality. So to counteract the negative side of reality, how do we create a positive side? How do we get to a better, more positive place? I listened to a podcast this week with Andrea Libros, a business and life coach who has some key ideas on getting to that other side. These are real good. First, she says we have thought options. Our brains are filled with thoughts. Guess what? They're not all true. And they're definitely not all good. Are your thoughts serving you? Are they helping you? Because if they're not, let them go. Don't let your brain trick you into keeping them. They're not real. Also, focus on the real problem. We get so paralyzed by problems. We often see problems that aren't there. But look closely, and most of those situations are built entirely on negative feelings. Fear, doubt. Why waste time and energy on negative emotions? If you let go of those feelings, it's easier to identify and solve the real problems. And they're never usually as big or bad as you feel. What next? Uncertainty. Embrace it. I talked about this last week. We're afraid of change because we don't know what's ahead. There's so much uncertainty. You know what? Everything is uncertain. We never really know what's up ahead. So it's stupid to let that be the reason to hold us back. And we don't want to be stupid. Next, secure support. No big thinker does it alone. What do you need to keep you going? Maybe it's that 3 o'clock Dunkin' run or a special self-care splurge. There's no shame in needing help. Do you have people who believe in you? Tap into that support. Hello? We know we don't always see ourselves clearly, but if they believe in you, why don't you? And lastly, take action. All the thinking, all the talking, all the planning doesn't take us anywhere without action. And not just passive action, we're talking massive action. As Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try. When we get a hold of our thoughts, our feelings, our fears, and empower ourselves with support and action, we can choose to make anything better. The decision is ours. If we really want things to get better, we need to learn to perceive things better. Because if perception is reality, and our brain can make a better reality, then a better reality is all in your head. Positive thinking gets a bad rap because it sounds like faith. And faith with no evidence is baseless. If you paid attention to Andrea's 5 tips, you see they spell out a word. Thought options. Real problems. Uncertainty. Support. Take action. T-R-U-S-T. Now, when you only have positive thinking with no substance to back it up, the result is you're just a fake. But when you build on a real foundation, you get results. In the end, the reality our positive thinking creates is true because the potential was there inside us all along. We just followed through and found it. That's what Jax Jones and Ella Henderson believe in their song, This Is Real. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, a better reality is all in your head. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Andrea Libros and Luann Nigueira. I'll put both their podcasts in the show notes. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.